Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida daf nun tes. The Gemara at the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis brings a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Rav Huna Omar Kegris Keyeser Mikegris, that if a woman sees a kesem that's the shear of a gris, that's considered like more than a gris, and she cannot be toilin a machloikis. Rav Chista Omar Kegris Kepaches Mikegris. Rav Chista holds that when it's exactly a gris, it's treated like less than a gris, and she could be toil in a machoilis. The Gemara says, at the bottom of Nun Chesemet Beis, top of Nun Chesemet Aleph, Meisvei, Hoyu Oleho Tipei Domim Lemato, Vitipei Domim Lemailo, Toila Elioin Ad Kegris. Rashi learns, Tipei Domim Lemato means Koloi Marketanim, Tipei Domim Lemailo means Gedoilim, she has small tipin and large tipin. So Taila Elyon Ad Kegris means she could be Taila the bigger one up till the size of a gris. My love Kegris mi lamato, says Rashi, that ke pachais mi Kegris vitalinon. Don't you think that Kegris is judged, is nidoin, as if it's less than a gris and you could be Taila? Says the Gemara Loi, Kegris mi lamailo. No. Kegris, we treat like lemaila. Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat, because why do we use a lashon of lemaila ulemata? It should have used a lashon of gedolim uketanim. And also, how is it mashma that it's kilemata? Why is it better than the Mishnah? And why b'chlal does it say kilemaila kilemata, such a lashon? It should have said kepachis mikegris, or Yaisum Mikagris, which is the Lashon that we said until now. Therefore, Tosfos learns a different pshat in the Gemara, that we're talking about that she has Tipei Domim Lemato Min HaChogur, and Tipei Domim Lemailo Min HaChogur, and Toila Bo Elyoin Ad Kegris. The Maram speaks out that Tosfos has a different girsa than Rashi. Rashi's girsa is Toila Elyoin or Toila Ha Elyoin Ad Kegris. Tosfos Girsa is Toila Ba Elyoin Ad Kegris. And the Gemara means that we could be Toila, that the dam that came Lemato Min HaChogur came from the same source as the dam that's Lemaila Min HaChogur. Just like the dam that's Lemaila Min HaChogur, we say that that didn't come from her. That must have come Me Alma. So too, we say that the dam, that's Lamata Menachogor, came from the same place. And on that, the Gemara is saying that my love Kegris Lamata, that Ad Kegris, that it says in the Braisa, is talking about where the Tachtoin is Ad Kegris, where the shear of the Kesem, that's Lamata Menachogor, is Ad Kegris, so we see from there that if not for the Elyon, we would be metameyit and we would not be toila in dam machailas. So you see that kegris is keyaiser mi kegris. Since we're saying that when the kesem, that's lamata min achogor, is a sheer gris, it requires a tliya in the Elyon to say that just like the Elyon came May Alma, so to the Tachtoin, what do I need a Tliya Ba'elyon for? Taper clay, that it's only a gris. And a gris, anyway, you have a Tliya in Machailis. Vaistois, that Kegris is Kiyoser mi Kegris, and therefore we have to come on to this Tliya in the Elyon. And that the Gemara says, no, loy Kegris mi Lamaila. That we mean that your Tliya Tachtoin Ba'elyon, when the Elyon is Ad Kegris, and we're being mechashiv milamayla lamata, meaning when the elyon is three grisin or two grisin up till a gris, then we're not toile the elyon in damachayles. Rather, we say that it came a alma, and then we could be toile the tachtoin in it. And we're talking about where the tachtoin is more than a gris. But if the elyon would be kegris, then the tachtein wouldn't be tar, because then there's no raglayim ledavar that tam came me alma, because you can say that the elyon is from dam machailas. In other words, kegris is kepachais mi kegris, and because kegris is kepachais mi kegris, it comes out a chumra over here that when the elyon is kegris, we say it's from Adam Machailas and not Me'alma, and therefore the Tachtoin, which is more than a gris, is going to be Tame. In other words, according to Taisvis, it comes out a Chiddush that although Rav Huna, who holds Kegris, Keyeser mi Kegris, is usually the Machmir, and Rav Chista that says Kegris, Kepachis mi Kegris is the Mekel, but when it comes to the Tliya in the Elyon, it comes out Farkert. That if you hold kegris is kiyeser mi kegris, that means you're not toiled in machailas. So if you have such a shear of a gris lemailo, you could be toiled the tachtein in it because you say it came alma, not from da machailas. Whereas if kegris is kepachais mi kegris, that means the shear of a gris is something that you could be toiled in machailas. So if you have a sheer gris lemailo, you won't be able to be toiled the kesen that she has lemata min achagur. In the kesem that she has, like a sheer gris lemaila, because we don't say a kemei alma, we say it's pashit a dam machailas. And since lemata min achagor, the kesem is more than a gris, so it's going to be tamei. So it comes out that according to Taisvis, shteita in the braisa anutlia, that when a woman has dam, lemata min achagor, and lemaila min achagor, just like the dam, lemaila min achagor, we say kei mei alma, so we'll be toile the dam, lemata min achagor, also mei alma. We'll say it came from the same source. Whereas according to Rashi, there's no mikar for such a tli on this braisa. The braisa just means when a woman has a tipei damim that are small and tipei damim that are large, so you're toile the large one up till a sheer gris in a machailas. And that the Gemara is having a shakla v'tarias, kegris milamata or kegris milamayla. But you don't see this new tliya. In the Rambam, it's not huzkar such a tliya, zokdarach laner, because the Rambam learned the braisa like Rashi. So there's no such tliya mentioned. There's no mikar for such a tliya. And the din of the braisa, that the Rambam already, by paskening like Rav Chista, that kegris toila and yeser mi kegris eina toila. So the Rambam already told you the din of the braisa, that kegris is milamata. So there's nothing for the Rambam has nothing to bring from this braisa. And the Aruch Laner goes further and says that later on the Amud, it says, Omar Rava nimsa aleha min echad toila boi kama minin. Rashi learns, Nimsa aleha min echad midavar hadayma lekesem kegoin kilar aisraf. V'achakach motza al chaluka kesem afilu ein marisoi doyma lo'isoi amin toileboi. If let's say she finds on herself one min, something that's similar to a kesem, like sap of a tree that's red, and afterwards she finds on her beged a kesem, see, even though it's not similar to that min, she could be toiling it. Tosis explains Rashi that just like the Srafai Kilar must have come on her Me'alma without her realizing, so she could be Taila other types of Ksamim by saying that also came on her Me'alma without her realizing. But Tosis says, B'shem the Ri, that it means that if it was nimtza shematza min echad l'mayla min achagur, toila bay kama minim shalamata min achagur. Mishum shekemayshe ho'elyoin vaday me'alma osa, kach noymar betachtein de me'alma osa. Says the Ri, Lishi Tosai, the Ran says that Tosis at the top of the Amud is also the Ri, that the same type of Tliya as he said earlier, that if let's say she found the Maila min achagur, one min, so she could be Taila kama minim lamata min achagur. We say just like the Elyon definitely came a Alma, so too we could say on the Tachtin that it came a Alma. This is a bigger Chiddush than what Tosis said at the top of the Amud in Divar Maschil Hayu Ba Tipei Damim, because over there we're talking about that it's the same min on Lamaila and Lamato, and we're saying that the same source of where the Dam Lamaila came from, that's where the Dam Lamato came from also. Over here it's different minim in the bottom Tosis. And still we're saying that just like she found one min, one type of stain, Le Milo min achogar, and that must have come a Alma without her realizing. So too we say that without her realizing, stains could have come Le Mata min achogar also. But Rashi Lishi Tosai, that doesn't agree, doesn't hold of such a Tliya that we connect the Le Mato with the Le Milo. So Rashi Lishi Tosai says that we're talking about all the min echod was found Le Mata min achogar. And we say, just like she found Kilar Aisraf, Lamata Menachogar, and that must have come without her realizing, so too we say that the Kesem could have also come, the Dam could have also come Me'alma without her realizing. But there's no such thing as being Taila Tachtein Ba'elyoin according to Rashi and the Rambam. Lemaisa, it's still Tzarachian why the Rambam was mashmit this halacha of being Taila the Tachtein Ba'elyoin, because the Rosh in Siman Zayin says that there's a Makar from the Tosefta in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis to this Tliya. Because he says, V'achanami Tanya b'Tosefta hoyu aleho shnei ksomim, echod l'maylo v'echod l'mato, af apisha ha-tachtein godoil v'ho'elyein katon, toilin ha-tachtein bo'elyein ad kegris, she'ani yoymer mimokim shabo ho'elyein bo ha-tachtein. So this is a Tzarechian still, why the Rambam was mashmit this halacha, and the Aruch Haner is saying that Rashi is not being mefarish like Tosis because he argues on this Tliya. Lemaisa, there is a Tosefta that says it. This is a Tzarechian. Next Inyan. The Gemara says, Boi Rav Yirmiya, nisasko b'kegris, v'nimtso aleho b'kegris v'oid mahu. What if she was Isaac in a shear gris, like Isaac in Dam Tzipor, like the shear of a gris, and then she found on her like the shear of kegris va'oid. What's the halacha? Tiboyilu Rav Chanina, Tiboyilu Rav Yana. You can clear the shayla coin to Rav Chanina that said that by nimtza leha kegris va'oid va'oisa oid retzufa by machoilis that it's temeya. And you can clear the shayla coin to Rav Yana that said over there tahira. Tiboyilu Rav Chanina ad kan leikom Rav Chanina hasam temeya elo deloy nisaska. Rav Chanina said by Machelis Ritzufa that she's Tamea, that's only because she wasn't Nisaska. Aval Hacha, but over here, the Nisaska, where she was Nisaska, Talia, she could be Taila. Oy Dilma, Filul Rav Yanai, Domar Tahira, Hani Mili, Hecha de Ritzufa by Machelis, Aval Hecha de Ritzufa by Machelis, Loy Talia. The Gemara also has a Svara Lehepech, that even according to Rav Yanai, that said when you have a Machelis Ritzufa by, that is Tahira, that's only because you have a Machailis Ritzufa on that void, but where you don't have Ritzufa by Machailis, then you can't be Taila. So let's try to understand each Svara. What's the first Svara to say that Nisaska Bikigris is a better Svara than Machailis Ritzufa? Why should Nisaska be better than Machailis Ritzufa? By Machailis Ritzufa, you bechlal have no suffix on that va'oid. Your suffix is only on the additional, what's left, which is the kegris, and even then you're not toilin machailis, according to Rav Chanina, so why should Nisaska be better? So the fee, what we said earlier, that, from the Aruch HaShulchan, that be'etzem to say that there's two machailis near each other, is a milsa de la shchicha. So, Rav Chanina holds, we're not toilin a milsa delay shchicha, even if you have a machailis ritzufa, what does that help? It's still a milsa delay shchicha to say that there's two machailis near each other. Mashain came by Nisaska, so then I'm saying that the gris came from the dam tzipor that she was Isaac in, and I'm only being toilin the remaining part in one machailis. As I zok the Aruch Laner pshat in the Gemara, that's why Nisaska is better. Or Hu Adin, you can say with the other Hezber that we mentioned earlier with the Beis Ritvaz, that the reason why we're not toile the remaining gris in a Machailis by the case of Machailis Ritzufa is because of Loi Plug. Chazal said, Loi Plug, that we're not toile to Machailis. Like the Rosh said, even when it's Harga Beis Machailis, we're not toile. So it's a loy plug, but that's only when it's two machailis. But when you have nisaska in dam tzipor, and you only have to be toila in one machailis with the dam tzipor, that you can say. And the Rambam taka paskins lehalacha like that sad. The Rambam paskins in perek tes halacha chav gimel mehilchas isurei bia like Rav Chanina that by ritzufa by machailis it's temeya. And still in Alacha Chavav, over there he paskins that by Nisaska Bekagris, and she finds on her base grisim, she could be Taila. The other svar of the Gemara, the Idilma, that even according to Avyanai, that says over there Tahira, but that's only by Ritzufa by Machailas, but when it's not Ritzufa by Machailas, it's Loitalia. That's because there's a svara to Sefer Kert. As the Aruch HaShulchan explains, in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sifayin Ches, that we're not toile to Tliyos Beyachad. And over here, by Nisaska B'Kegris V'Nimso Leo Kegris V'Oid, it's impossible to be Matar her unless you're toile a chelik of the Kesem in what she was Nisaska, and a chelik in the Machailis. We're not toile to Tliyos together. But, where it's Ritzufa by Machailis, the V'Oid is not Nichnas B'Chlal the Suffolk. That we already know where it came from. We're only danning on the remaining gris. On the remaining gris, we only need a tliya in an amachailis. That's only one tliya. That we can do. The Aruch HaShulchan is also maisif, another knech, that how could we say that the two tliyas came mamish al makay mechad, that punked in the same spot, that's where the dam that she was Nisaska came, and punk, there was also a Machailis there. That we don't do. But by Ritzufa, by Machailis, we don't have a Suffolk on the Va'id. The Suffolk is only on the remaining gris. On that, we could be Toila in a Machailis. And the Rosh Paskins like that sad in Simon Ches, that we Paskin like Rav Yanai, that says Tahira by Machailis Ritzufa, and yet by Nisaska B'Kegris V'Nimtzal Leah Kegris V'Oid. Over there we paskin Temeya LaHalacha in Yeridea Simon Kuf Tzadi Sifcha Vav. The Mechaber paskins that by the case of Nisaska B'Kegris, and she finds on her a Kegris V'Oid, he paskins that she is Tahira. And in Sifcha Ches, he paskins by Ritzufa by Machailis, also that she's Tahira. He paskins Lekula in both cases. In Sifcha Vav, by Nisaska, B'Kegris V'Nimtzolah Kegris V'Oid, over there the Ramah says that V'yesh Machmirin U'metamin B'cholzeh, he brings the day of the Rosh and the Tor, that by Nisaska, B'Kegris V'Nimtzolah Kegris V'Oid, we are machmir, but he says we become mokem nira diyesh lismecha makilin to biksamim shaymin lahakel. So lahalacha, we are makel about both cases. Sai the case of ritzufa by machailas, and sai the case of nisaska by kagris for nimso aleha kagris va'id. Next inyan, the Gemara on the Testament Aleph asked a question that the Mishnah on the Chesamid Bey said that there was a story with an isha achas that came in front of Rabbi Kiva, and she told him, "I saw a kesem." And he told her, maybe you had a makah, and she said, yes. The chaysav, it got better. Amar la shema yechaylo lihigalei al lehoitzi dam. Amra lo hein vetiara Rabbi Kiva, ra talmida mistaklin zeba ze, amra lehem ma dover kosha beinechem, shaloi amru chachom ma dover lahachmir elo lahokel. Shenemar v'isho kisiyah zov adam yezeve b'msar adam b'loi kesem. Frekti Gemara, stira v'atanya, but we learned in a braiso, loi amru chachomim es adover lahokel elo lahachmir. The chachomim did not say it lahokel, they said it lahachmir. Amar Avino loy lahakel al divrei Torah elo lahachmir al divrei Torah uksamim atzman de rabbanon. Says Rashi loy lahakel al divrei Torah hay de gazu rabbanon biksamim lahachmir al divrei Torah. The purpose was to be machmir al divrei Torah. Shloy lahakel benido gemura in order not to come to be makel by a nido gemura. Umi uksamim atzman de rabbanon vazlinon behem lekula v'talinon bechol midi. So Rashi is teaching that when the Gemara says loy lahakel al divrei Torah, it means that the reason why the Chachamim were geizer ksamim was shloy lahakel benida gemura, was in order not to come to be makel al divrei Torah. The Sidrei Torah in Siman Kuf Tzadi Sifkat and Tzadi Gimel and Dibra Maskel Gam Nirali points out that from this Rashi, Vaistois, that the Yisoid Hadin of why the Chachamim were Geizer Tumas Ksamim was a Gzeira not to come to be Makel b'Nida Gemura. They were afraid if we're going to be Makel on Ksamim, they might come to be Makel by a real Nida. Frekta Sidrei Taira, the Rashi seems to be Soyser himself. Because at the top of Nun Chesam at Aleph, Rashi says, on this that of Yirmiyah Midifti says, Maida Shmuel, Shi Tamea Midrabonon, although Shmuel says that Midai Raisa there's a Din, that you need Hargasha, but he's still Maida that she's Tamea Midrabanon Zakrashi Dilma Argasha Valavadaita. The reason is because maybe she really had a Hargasha, she just didn't realize it. Fekta Sidrei Torah, so what is it? What's the Pshat? And why Chachamim were Geiser Tumas Ksamim? Is it because it's a Gzeira in order not to come to be Makel on a Nida Gemura, it's a Siog? Or the pshat is because Chazal were afraid that maybe she really had a hargasha v'lav adaita. What's the pshat? Zok the Sidrei Taira zer gishmak that we already said in the shir on Daf Nun Ches. The way the Sidrei Taira is masber the Rashi's over there at the top of Nun Ches Amad Aleph that there's a Yisoidus Dika Machloikis between Rav Yirmiyah Midifti and Rav Ashi in the Yisoid Hadin of hargasha. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti holds that the din of hargasha is a tnai. It's a tenai that in order for an isha to be tameya, she needs to have a hargasha, even if she would know for sure that the dam came from her. But if it's beli hargasha, she's tahira midai raisa. Whereas Rav Ashi holds that the whole din of hargasha is just to verify, just to know for sure that the dam came from her. There's no tenai be'etzem of hargasha. There's just a din that midai raisa, a woman is not tameya unless she knows bibrirus that the dam came from her. How does she know, Bebriris, that it came from her? Is through Hargasha. But Lu Yitzur, she would know in some other way that the dam came from her. Let's say she saw the dam coming out of her, but there was no Hargasha. Avada, she would be Tameya Midei Raisa. There's no Tnai of Hargasha. It's just the din, like Mamzer Vadai, Voloi Mamzer Safik, the Torah is saying that we have to know Bebriris, that over here, we don't say Sveka Dairaisa Lachumra. We don't say that Misafik, she's Tameya. No, she has to know Bibrirus that the dam came from her. But there's no Tanai of Hargasha. Oibazoi, Zokta Sidre Tairas Ergishmak. Rashi, at the top of Nun Chesamad Aleph, is going in Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, that there's a Tanai of Hargasha. Then, what's the gather of the Drabonon? I by Ksamim, there's no Hargasha. The Teretz is, Chazal were afraid, Dilma Argasha v'lav adaita. Mashein Kain, Rashi on Nuntesam at Aleph is going lehalacha, that we paskin like Ravashi, that there's no Tanai of Hargasha, just we need to know that it came from her. So what's the pshat? Why were Chazal geizer on Ksamim if you don't know for sure that it came from her? Over here, we're not zuching a hargasha. We don't need to say argasha v'lavadaita. We're not looking for argasha. Oh, in Ravashi, there's no din of argasha. We just need to know it came from her. I, by Ksalman, we don't know that it came from her. On Zakrashi, a new hezber, it's shaloi lahakel benida gemura. It's a gzera in order not to be makel on a nida gemura. As I zucked, the Sidrei Taira. Just what you have to know is how is Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti going to be mefarnis the lashon of the Braisa? Rashi over here is not saying this on his own. Rashi is coming to explain what's pshat in the lashon of Braisa. The Braisa said, "Loi amru chachamim es hadavar lahakel elo lahachmir," and on that Ravina teached, "Loi lahakel al divrei Torah elo lahachmir al divrei Torah." So Rashi pshat in Ravina's words in teaching up the Braisa, "Hai de gozer rabbanon b'ksamim lahachmir al divrei Torah shloi lahakel benido gemura." That's the teach. "Loi lahakel al divrei Torah." It's in order not to come to be mekel al divrei Torah. That's what the Braisa means. "Loi amru chachamim es hadavar lahakel." The chachamim said this in order not to come to be mekel on the divrei Torah, elo lahachmir al divrei Torah. So if the Sidrei Torah is saying that this Hesber that Rashi is saying only stims in Rav Ashi, but in Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti there's a different Hesber, then how's Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti going to teach the Braisa? That's a Tzarech Bir. One more Nakuda is that the Gemara at the end of the parak differentiates within Rav Elazar ben Rav Tzadik's Shita, that when did Rav Elazar ben Rav Tzadik say that Moshech Kol Shehu Tameh, that's only Be'ed. Avol Bekesem Loi, Zokt Rashi. V'chi Amar Rabbi Eliezer Moshech Vaday Migufa Asa Be'ed Shebei Dekes Boi. Avol Bekesem She'al Chaluka Kigris Va'ed Ba'inon. Rashi is Meduyik like the Sheet of the Rambam. In Perek Tes, Mehilchas Yisurei Bia Halacha Vav that we mentioned, that a Kesem al Besara does not have a Shear Gris Va'ed, even a Kol Shehu is Tamei. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, Ha'isha Shehi Oiset Tzrocheha V'ra'as Adam, Rav Meir Oimer Amaymedes Temeo Vim Yesheves Tehoira, Rav Yosi Oimer Ben Kach Uven Kach Tehoira. If a woman was Oiset Tzrocheha and she saw Adam, Rav Meir says it depends. If she was standing, she's Temeo. If she was sitting, she's Tehoira. Rav Yosi says, either way, she's Tehoira. The Sefer of the Mishnah says, "Ish v'isha shasu tzrochein l'seicha safol v'nimtza dam al amayim Rav Yosi mitaher v'Rav Shimon mitamei she'in derech ha'ish lohitzi dam elo shecheskas damim min ha'isha." Frek the Gemara, "Maishna imedes, what's the chilik that by imedes she's tamei according to Rav Meir dam rinon mei raglayim hodol l'mekor v'aisi dam yeshevas nami neima mei raglayim hodol l'mekor v'aisi dam." Just like by Aymedes, the reason why Rav Meir is Metame is because we say that the Meiraglaim went back into the Mekor and brought Dam Mekor out with it. So why don't you say the same thing by Yesheves too? Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Bimzanekes. Shmuel says that we're talking about when she's Yesheves that the Dam came out with force. And since it came out with force, says Rashi, Loi dechika, that means she was not holding it in. V'loi hodor mei raglayim l'mekar, ve'in derech dam mekar lotzeis mei raglayim. Avol sheiseses, but if it's trickling out, aydi de'ukma anafshahu, then that's because she's holding herself in. V'iko lemeimar hodor ki'ilu aymedes, avol aymedes yefshir lo lezanik. Rashi Shita is that every time an Isha is Aymedes, it's automatically Shaiseses. Like Rashi says, on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Aymedes Temeo, Da Aydi Didochik Lo Alma Dim Umed Hishtina. Since she was holding herself in, the Horaya, you see that she urinated standing up, V'lo Yochlo Latzor, she couldn't hold herself in anymore, Hodor Me Raglaim Limekoyer V'aisu Dam. Rashi Shita is that Aymedes is Eif Shalol Lezanik. If a woman is Aymedes, that shows us that she obviously was holding herself in and she couldn't hold it in anymore, and that's why the urine came out. When a woman is holding in the Meiraglayim, so then it's Hodor Lemekor V'Aisidam. But by Yesheves, if it's Mikalachas, if it's coming out with a zinuk, it's coming out with a kiluach, then that means it was not, she was not holding herself in, but if it's sheiseses, that means she was holding herself in, so then you would take it, say, hodon mekar, there too. So the Mishnah that said Aymedes Temeya, that's because Aymedes is automatically Sheiseses. This that Yesheves is Tahira Einachanami is only by Mizanekes. The Gemara continues and asks, Mizanekes Nami Dilma Basar de Tomu Maya Osodam. Even if it's Mizanekes, but why aren't we choishes that maybe after the urine stopped, maybe dam came then? Says Rashi, Dilma Basar de Tomu Maya Osa Dami Mikar Volei Machmas Mei Raglayim. Maybe regular dam nidos came after she finished urinating. On that the Gemara answers, Omer Ababa B'Yesheves Alsvas HaSafol Umzanekes B'Seich HaSafol. We're talking about where she's sitting on the edge of the bucket, and she's mizanekes into the bucket, v'nimsa dam b'soich ha-safol, dem iso de bosor de tomu maya also alsvas ha-safli boilein lishtakuchei. So if the dam would have come after she finished urinating, then the dam should have been nimsa alsvas ha-safol. Since it's the dam is nimtza b'seich ha-safol, that shows you that the dam obviously came with the meiraglayim, and since she's mizanekes, and it's not derach dam mikor lotzei se meiraglayim, dam nidos doesn't come out while she's urinating. Since the dam was nimtza b'seich ha-safol, obviously it came out b'shas da tolas mayim, so therefore obviously it's dam maka from the Makay Meiraglayim and not Damikar. This is Rashi Shita. Taisvis, you see, argues on Rashi. Because in Taisvis, Dibra Maskel Dilma Basar de Tomu Maya says that even by Mizanekes, maybe after she finished being Mizanek and after the strong flow comes out, so then the derech is that there's some trickling at the end. So when she shayseses, the Gemara is asking that, let's be choshesh that it was hodol mekar v'osi dam. But on this that Rashi says that the Gemara's kasha is that maybe after it was kolu meiraglayim, it was also dam kiorcha, Taisa says that shver. Because if so, even while she's mizanekes, Let's ask, maybe dam came kedarkoi like any other isha that sees. Ela vada, it's poshit, that since she didn't see before, she was oisa tzrocheha, or afterwards, so that we don't say that the dam came memela, it's regular dam nidos, rather it came through the meraglayim that was chozru lemekar v'osa dam. Toisus is asking on Rashi, that if Rashi is correct, that we're worried that maybe she had stam a rias dam nido over here, so why aren't we afraid that maybe she had a rias nido while she was being matal meiraglayim? Elomai, zoktaisis, it must be that since the woman before she urinated didn't see dam, after she's finished, she doesn't see dam. Punkt. At the time that she's urinating, that's when she found dam. So we're not worried that this is dam nidus. The only chashash is that maybe it was hodol lemekar v'aisi dam. So what does the Gemara mean to ask when that dilma basar de tomu maya osa dam? The Gemara means that since when the kiluach is finished, the derech is that there's shesisa at the end, there's trickling at the end. So let's be worried that it was hodol lemekar v'aisi dam when she shesesses. Now, the Chassam Sofer in Shuvis, in Simon Kuf Mem Ches, points out that we see clearly a Yesodus Dika Machloikis between Rashi and Taisvis in this, that we say that Hodol Mekar V'Aisi Dam. Rashi said that the only reason why we say that the Meiraglayim is Hodol Mekar is only because when she's holding herself in, so that causes the Meiraglayim to go back into the Mekar. If so, Rashi obviously cannot learn like Taisvis that the Gemara's question was, Dilma Basar Dantamu Maya Asa Dam, that when there's Shesisa at the end of the Kiluach, then it's Hodol Mekar V'Aisi Dam. That Shesisa is not coming from the fact that she's holding herself in. Adarava, she's the Meira Glayim came out from her freely, without holding herself in. It came out with her kiluach, and just the derech is that when the Meira Glayim is finishing, so then it trickles at the end. That's not a sibo to say hodo lemekar v'aisidam. So Rashi Alishi Tosai learns that obviously the Gemara's question is that maybe there was dam, a rias dam nida, regular dam ki orcha that she had after the Meiraglayim. Oh, aye, Tosis is asking on Rashi, so then why aren't you chayshish that she had a rias dam during the Meiraglayim? The Teretz is Rashi for this by saying that ain derech dam mikar lotzeis in Meiraglayim. And Tosis Tak at the end says, Bidas Rashi, the same thing, that Vishemo Bishas Zinuk, I efshir ledam lovay kedarka, shamachmas hazinuk nistam hamayon shaldam. Tosis says it even sharper than Rashi says. Rashi says it's not the derech. Tosis says that it's the efshir for dam to come kedarkoi bishas zinuk, because machmas the zinuk, the mayon shaldam is blocked. So it's impossible for dam nidus to come out while she's urinating. But once, dilma baser de tamu mayo asadam. But Tosfos Vaistos holds that this, though we say hodomeric lime limikar vaisidam, is not because she's holding herself in, but rather, unless the woman is being mizanekes, where there's a force of the koyach hakiluach and the ribuy hamayim hadoichkim, that's what doesn't allow the meiraglayim to go back into the mekar, because it's coming out with a force. But as long as there's no koyach hadoicha that's pushing it out with force, so then we're choshish that it's hodol mekar betivam v'hitziu dami mohem. Naturally, it's normal for meiraglayim to go back into the mekar, as long as the meiraglayim is not coming out with a kiluach. If it's coming out with a zinuk with force, so the koyach hadoicha, the fact that it's coming out with force, doesn't allow it to go back into the mikar. But once it's being shayseses, even if it's not being shayseses, mi koyach, the fact that she's holding herself in, meiraglayim b'teva goes back into the mikar, unless there's a force that's not allowing it to go back in. Memela Tosis holds that the Gemara's kasha is kipshutai, similar to the chashash that we have by Aymedes, that we say hodor lemekar va'aisi dam. So too by Yeshevis mizanekes, fact the Gemara. Why don't you say the same thing that dilma baser de tamim ayah asa dam, that after the zinuk is over and now she's being shayseses, let's be chayshish that it was hodor lemekar. But avada, we're not choshish for regular dam nidus, because just like she didn't have any dam nidus before she was oisat tzrocheha, when she's finished, we don't see any dam nidus. We punct see it around the time that she was oisat tzrocheha, so we're not choshish for dam nidus. That's a raglayim ledavar, that it has to do with the meiraglayim. But the chashash is that why don't we say hodomer meraglayim lemekar v'aisidam when she was being shayseses? On that, the Gemara answers that since she's a sheves al sfas hasafol, and the nimsa dam is seich hasafol, if it would have come out afterwards when she's being shayseses, then it should have been nimsa al sfas hasafol. Now, according to Tosfos, that the chashash of Dilma Basar de Tamu Maya Oso Dam is the same type of chashash as Rab Meir had by Aymedes, that Dilma Hodo Meraglayim Lemekar V'Aisi Dam. So it's Pashit that this Gemara's Kash is only Alibud Rab Meir. Rab Yossi is not Chayshish for this chashash of Dilma Hodo Meraglayim Lemekar V'Aisi Dam. Rab Yossi holds that if we see Dam in the Meraglayim, we say that it came from the Shvil Hamayim. It came from that same place where the Mayim came from. Like the Rashba's Masbir in Bayez Zayin Shar Dalit in the Teres HaBayez HaKotzer, that Rabbi Yossi holds that we say that the Dam came Mishvil HaMayim. It came from the same place where the Mayim came. So he's not Choshish for Hodomer Aglaim LeMekar. So the same way he's not Choshish by Aymedes, this Chashash that maybe when she was Shayseses, Basar the Tomu Maya that it was Hadr Lemekayr. Rav Yossi doesn't hold of that, so it's clear that this Gemara's Kasha is only Alibad Rav Meir. However, according to Rashi, that this Gemara's Kasha is that let's be Chayshe Stam for Dam Nidus, Basar the Tomu Maya. So there's a very good sad to say that this Gemara's Kasha is even Alibad Rav Yossi. When Azoy state in Hagoyis Maminius in Perek Hey Mehilchas Yisurei Bia in Ois Beis, that this Gemara's Kasha even is even Alibad Rav Yossi, and the Rashash and the Mishnah also names on like that. However, from the Lashon HaRashba over here in Chidushim, and also in the Teiras HaBayis, in Bayis Zayin Shar Dalid, it's mashma that even according to Rashi Shita, that the Gemara means Anu Chashash, that let's be choishes that maybe she had a pashta rias dam nida baser de tamu maya. Still, the Gemara's question is only aliba drav meir and not aliba drav yaisi, because the lashon harashba is mizanekis now mi dilma baser de tamu maya also dam mistavra dil rav meir dafka kaomar tekivon de iu chayish afilu ba b'shas tzrocheha nechush nami kol heicha diikol amechash. It's mistaber that according to a mayor, Dafka is the Gemara asking this question. Because since he's choishish, even if it came while she's oisa tzrocheha, so let's also be choishish kol eicha diko lamechash. Avol Rab Yossi, kivun de bashas tzrocheha, osa dam, chazoka im amayim bo, vafilu nimsa al svas asafo. If the Rashba would have learned that the Gemara's question of Dilma Basar de Tomu Maya Asa Dam means like Taisvis, then it's not a new chashash. The same chashash that we have by Aymedes of Dilma Hodor Lemekar Vaisi Dam, it's the exact same chashash that you have by Yosheves Mizanekes, because since at the end of the Zinuk there's Shasisa, and b'shas that she shayseses, there's a chashash that it's hodol lemekar v'aisi dam. So it's hainuhach. That's the same chashash as we have by Aymedes. The lashon harashba is mashba that it's a new chashash. Just the gemara's question is that it's the same way Rav Meir is chayish. Afilu ba b'shas tracheha nechush nami kol heicha dika lemechash. Also, the lashon harashba is the same way Rav Meir is chayish by Aymedes, afilu ba b'shas tzrocheha. So let's be chayish kol heichodiko lemeichash. Why does he call Aymedes that it's ba b'shas tzrocheha, whereas this chashash is not called that it's ba b'shas tzrocheha? According to Tosfos, we're chayish that during the shesisa it was hard on the mekarv aisidam. That's not called Bishas tzrocheha, she's still being oisa tzrocheha. She's still being sheiseses. It's meduyik heitev in the Rashba that this chashash is not bishas tzrocheha. It's right after she finished being oisa tzrocheha, because it means baser de tamu maya also dam, like Rashi, that it was also dam kiurcha. And still the Rashba is saying that the Gemara's question is only aliba drab meir, not aliba drab yoisi. It's tzarech bir, Taka, what's the shaychus between these two things, that it's only a chashash according to Rav Meir and not according to Rav Yossi? We find similar in the Ran, the same type of thing, but in the Ran, the Hesber is a little bit more understandable. Because the Ran learns that the yesoid of the chashash of Hodor Lemekar V'Aisi Dam Alibod Rav Meir is because Rav Meir's lishitasai that he's chayish lemiuta. Rav Meir's shita in Shas is that Rav Meir's chayish lemiuta, like the Gemara says earlier on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, from this that Rav Meir says that a katanu ketana are loy miyabmin, ketana shema yimtsasaris, ketana shema timsailinis, even though it's only a miut, because Rav Meir's chayish lemiuta. Zokta Ran, that's the aside of why Rav Meir is chayish for Hodor Lemekar V'Aisi Dam, even though it's a miut, but Rav Meir's l'shitasei that he's chayish l'miuta. Zokta Ran, so that's so too the kasha of Dilma Basar de Tomu Maya Asa Dam, that's also together a miut. It's not a geshmak a chashash, but Rav Meir, that's chayish lumiyuta, should be chayish for this too. But Rav Yossi, that's not chayish lumiyuta, so the same way he's not chayish for the chashash of hodol lemekar v'aisi dam, shouldn't be chayish for this either. And in the Ran, it's also mavur that he's going also aliba de Rashi, because the Ran clearly says that the reason why by Aymedes Rav Meir is chayish, that hodol lemekar, is because since she's Aymedes and she's holding herself in, so that's why it's hodol lemekar. So he obviously can't learn the Gemara's question of Asa de Tomu Mai Asa Dam like Taisis, like the Cheshbon we said earlier from the Chassam Sefer in Simen Kuf Mem Ches, when she's Shayseses at the end of the Zinuk, that's not a Siba for hodol lemekar, she's not holding herself in. So obviously the Ran must have learned like Rashi, and still the Lashitasa is, because this Chashash is also Begeder Amiut. So in the Ran, it's very understandable, the Tliya, why this Gemara's question is only Aliba Drab Meir, not Aliba Drab Yaisi, because these Chashashes have to do with the Inyan of Chayshin on the Miuta. But in the Rashba, there's no Zecher that this is Rav Meir Lashitasa of Chayshin on the Miuta. And the Achreinim already point out that what the Ran is saying is very schwer. First of all, the Pashtus of the Gemara in Yevamis Daf Samach Zayin is that Rabbi Yossi is also Chayish Lumiyuta, as the Aruch Laner points out. And also the Aruch Laner points out that the Gemara, the Maskana, came out on Daf Yudalit Amid Beis, that this, that Rav Meir says that Aymedes is Tameya, Rav Meir's Timei Mishum Nida. The Gemara over there is misupik. If Rav Meir in our Mishnah was Timei Mishum Nida or Timei Mishum Kesem, Rashi over there in the Sugya is Masber that Timei Mishum Nida means Tuma Vadois and Kesem means a Tuma Safik. Doesn't mean Ksamim. It means Tuma Safik. And the Gemara of the Maskana comes out that Rav Meir was Timei Mishum Nida. If Rav Meir's Yisayin is because of Chayshin on the Miyuta, then how could it be that he's metami mishumnida vadois? How could it be a vadai? It should only be a suffix. So the Aruch Laner says the whole shnickel taira that the Ran is based on shitas Rav Yechanan of our sugya and taken not like the sugya over there. It's chidushim, but the pashtus is like the Gemara says lemaskana on Daf Yudalit Amid Beis that Rav Meir's timei mishumnida. So in the Rashba is not nicha to learn like the Ran that this is Rav Meir l'shitasa of chayshin on the miyuta. The Rashba learns that Rav Meir is mitami mishum nida v'adois. So, hadr kushu l'duchta, we have to understand, according to the Rashba, what's the tliya, what's the shaychis between these two chashashis, that the same way Rav Meir is chayish for hodr l'mekar v'aisi dam, he's also chayshish for this chashash, adim abasar the tamu maya also dam ki urcha, that pashtun the dam nida maybe came after she was oisat tzracheha. But Rabbi Yossi, that is not chayish for hodol mekar v'aisi dam, would also not be chayish for adim abasar the tamu maya also dam. What's the beer in this machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? So the Chayr of the Hezber is like this. The Rashba in Shuvas HaChadoshos in Simen Tzadi Beis says that the Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi is the Hosam Hainu Mishum the Yagid Olav Reyoi the Kivon Shenimtza B'Safol Im HaMayim Chazaka Mimokim Mayim Ba V'Toharhu. The Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi is because of Yagid Olav Reyoi. His friend tells on him, if you see two things in the Safal, you see Mayim and you see Dam. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Stoma is, the Pashtus is, that the same place where this thing came from. The same way the Mayim came, Mimokei Meiraglayim, so too the Dam came with it from the Mokei Meiraglayim. Like the Lashon HaRashba in the Teres Abayis HaKotzer is that chazaka dam sheyotza im hamayim mishvil hamayim ba. We say that the dam that came out with the mayim came from the shvil hamayim. So if it came out with the mayim, We don't say that it was Hodo Meraglaim Lemekar Vaisi Dam. We say it came from the Shvil Hamayim. We're also not Choshish that maybe it came afterwards. After she finished urinating, then the dam came. Like Taisha said, that she didn't see dam before, she didn't see dam after, it's only around this time that she was Oysa Tzrocheha. Yagin Olav Reyoi. The same way the Mayim came from the Mokim Eraglayim, we say that she has a dam Maka in the Mokim Eraglayim, and that's the stoma, that's the Pashtus, we're not Choshish for any of these Chashoshes. However, Rab Meir holds that since Cheskas Domim Min Amakar, Cheskas Domim Shom, like it's Mavur in the Gemara on Daf Yudalar Amad Aleph, in Rashi Dimar Amaschum Mishom Nida, Cheskas Domim Shom, Rashi on Yudalar Amad Beis, Yosheves Tahira, that Cheskas Domim Min Amakar, when he's being Masber Shitas Rab Meir, the Chazaka is that the Isha has Dam in the Mekar. It's more mistaver that when you see dam from an isha, the first thing that hits you is, oh, dam from an isha is dam mikar, dam from makam eraglayim, that she has a maka on the makam eraglayim. Cheskas damim and amikar, we know that an isha has dam nidus. Rameir holds that because cheskas damim and amikar, cheskas damim sham. So as long as we're able to explain with some sort of a tliya, some sort of explanation, how this dam came from the Mekar, we're going to say that. We'll say whatever it takes. If it's Holder Meraglaim LeMekar Vaisi Dam, as long as it's a viable tzad that it was Holder Meraglaim LeMekar, because it's Dochik Lo Alma, it makes sense that it could have been Holder LeMekar and brought the dam. And if we could say Basar the Tomumaya Asadam, maybe after she finished seeing the Meraglayim, after the Meraglayim finished, so then regular Dam Nidos came. Let's say that, because Cheskas Domim and Amikar, Roiv Domim, come from the Mekar. That's better than to say that she has a Dam Maka in the Mokar Meraglayim. So the Yisoyna Machloikis is that Rabbi Yossi holds Yagid Olav Reyoi. We go with the stoma. When you see two things Lefonecha, we see Mayim and we see Dam in the Safo with the Mayim. So we say Avada the same way the Mayim came from the Mokrei Meraglayim, the Dam came with it from the Shvil HaMayim, and Rabbi Meir holds, since Cheskas Domim and Amikar Rav Domim of an Isha come from the Mekar, so as long as we could explain how this dam came from the Mekar, we're going to say that. The problem is that this is a very geshmaka hezber in the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi Afinart. In our machloikis by Ha'isha, Shehi Oysa Tzrocheha. However, the Gemara and Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph connects this machloikis with the Shaila of Bodka be'eid she'enoi Bodukla v'hini chasei b'kufso l'machar matzah olav dam. If a woman checked herself with an aid that was not Bodukla, she did not check it before to make sure that it was clean. So it could be that it was already meluchlich b'dam from somewhere else beforehand. And after she checked herself with that eight chain a body cloth, she put it in a kufsa, she puts it in a box, and then tomorrow, the next day, she finds dam on it. So, do we say that dam came from the bedika, came from her, and she's tamei? Or do we say that maybe the dam was there from beforehand? And the Gemara says that Rebbe is metamei mishum nida. And Rashi explains, Mishum Nida means a tum of adoyis, the kibon the cheskas domim sham, loy misafkinon b'mekami hachi, since there's a cheskas domim that a woman has over there in the mekar, we're not misupik that maybe it came from beforehand. Rab Chia says she's temeo mishum kesem, meaning a tum asafik, he's misupik, he's not sure, and the Gemara comes out over there, that Rebbe that says, Temeo Mishum Nida, that's like the sheet of Rav Meir, by us that says by Ha'isha Shiyosa Tzroche Havro Asa Dam Imay Medes Temeya. Zokt Rashi that Umid Kom Rav Meir Imedes Temeya Va'af Agav Dikol Esfukinu B'makem Eir Aglayim but Kivan Der Aglayim L'Dover D'Dochik Lo Alma V'Cheskas Domim Min Amikar Mitamya. Since there's a raglaim ledavar that she was holding herself in, so it was hodor lemikar, and we have a cheskas domim and amikar, so therefore we say that she's tameh. So too by eichein ebadukla, since we have a cheskas domim shom by the mikar, so we're going to say that the dam came from the bedika and not from earlier, but according to Rav Yossi, that says by Yoisha Shiyosa Tzoracheha, that she's Tahar, so who adin by Eichenoi Badukla, he's also Metaher. Now, that's a Tzorachian on the way we're learning. The way the Rashba is being Masber in the Tshuvis HaChadoshos, that the Yisoid of Rav Yossi is Yagid Olav Reyoi, what's the Shaychis to Eichenoi Badukla? Over there, why can't Rav Yossi hold that, let's at least be choishish, that the dam came from the bedika? What's pushing us to say that the dam came from beforehand? Over here we have a stoma, by the meiraglaim, we have a stoma that since we have dam with meiraglaim, there's a stoma that it came with the meiraglaim. And not to say that it came from the Mekar, that is Dam Nidor, came afterwards, Dumo Basur de Tamu Maya. No. It's in Yagin Olav Reyoi. But over there, Mehechatesi, that Rav Yossi can't at least be Mestapik. He has to be Metar the Gamri, just like he's Metar over here. There's a Tzarechi and Gadol in the Shaykhis between the Nidainim. In Rameir, it's very good. But in Rav Yossi, it's a Tzarchi and Gadol. So the emes is that the Rambam, Taka, doesn't paskin like that Gemara that's toile the two pluktis in one another. The Rambam paskins la halacha in Perkei halacha Yud Zayin like the sheet of Rav Yossi that by Ha'isha Shiyosa Tzoracheha, she is Tahira. And yet, the Rambam paskins in Perek Dalet Mehilchus Yisurei Bia Alacha Yotes that Kincha Atzma Be'et Sheinei Baduk Lo for Lo Yodam Hoya Olav Dam Kaidim Shet Tekaneach Boi Oiloi Hoya V'nimso Olav Dam Im Hoya Hadam Ki Grisva Oid Harezu Nida. The Rambam paskins that he paskins like Rebbe that she's a Nida. And the Magen Mishnah already over there points out that the Rambam is going Keneged a Gemara Mefureshes and Daf Yudalad Amid Beis that's toiling these two machloksim zebozeh. So the Magid Mishnah says that Elo de Kimlei the Rab Zera the Rabbi Sfira Lake Rab Meir Ba'hiv Rab Yossi Ozol Lashitase Avalanan Kaimolon Bahok Rab Yossi Tifsika Hilchasa Kavosei the Gemara Paskins by us like Rab Yossi. And over there we paskin like Rebbe because halacha k'Rebbe mechaveiroi. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Rab Zera that was telling these two machloksim zebozeh. And he holds over here we paskin like Rab Yossi. Over there we paskin like Rebbe. And the Rashba also brings down on Daf Yudalid b'shem the Ravid and Balei Nefesh that even though over there By Ha'isha Shiyosa Tzoracheha, we paskin like Rav Yossi, but over here we paskin like Rebbe. So we see already the Rishonim were mechalik between the two sugyas. But the problem is that the Rashba himself on Daf Yudalid is matmiya on the Rambam and the Ravid. How could they go against the Gemara? V'zeh teimah shabali ha-Gemara hishvu ha-ison v'eich nechalik anachnu b'neihem. Vim halacha k'Rav Yossi b'ha, halacha k'avosei b'idach, tehechi mizakinon shtar l'beitrei, and therefore he says, avadetz mistaver, that the same way we paskin like Rav Yossi, that she's tahira by ha'isha shiyosa tzracheha, avadetz we paskin like Rav Yossi also, that by eichein ebadukla, she's also tahira. So, The Rashba l'shitasai paskins clearly that by Hshenei Badukla she's also Tahira. How do we connect these two machloiksim to one another? These two svaras of Rabbi Yossi by the svar of Yagid Olav Reyoy over here, how does that connect to Hshenei Badukla? This is a tzarachi and gadol. Take a look in the Sidrei Taira in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sivkotin Samach Dalid, in Dibra Maschul Ulfize Yesh Loimar, and he says over there a Hezber in the connection between the two Tziyurim of Ha'isha Shiyosa Tzrachah and Eitchein Eibadukla, that the Yisoid of Rav Meir is that we say, since Rav Domim in HaMekar, so we're toiling the dam came from the Mekar, whereas the Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi is that we're mukim the Isha and her cheskas taira. But I don't know if that will help in the Rashba, because the Rashba is busy with the svar of Yagadol of Reyoy. I don't see the Rashba saying that the Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi is cheskas taira. So it's adayin sarachin in the Rashba, in the Hashva, the connection of these two tziyurim, these two cases. Ein shah medivrei hasidrei taira. Me inyan le inyan ba'isai inyan. The Gemara daf Yudalad Amid Bey says that Rab Yossi b'Rab Chanino says about Rab Meir of our Mishnah, that's mitame ba'yaymedes, that kishatime Rab Meir loitime elu mishum kesem. When Rav Meir was mitame, he was only mitame mishum kesem, which Rashi over there explains at the bottom of Yudalad Amid Aleph, kloimar tumas sofek v'toilin. Mishum kesem doesn't mean that it's a kesem. Over here we're dealing with a sofek d'iraisa, because when you have hargoshas mei raglayim, we saw nun zayin amid beis that since the hargoshas mei raglayim could be matter her into not realizing that she had a hargosha, so we're choshish for hargosha. That's why Rashi says that mishum kesa means tumas sofek. It's mevur like that in the Ritva over there also. We're dealing with a sofek d'iraisa. We don't mean kesem. Kesem is just an expression of a tumas sofek that we're toiling. We're not going to be seiref the truma if she touches truma. That's Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina. Rav Ashi told Rav Acha Breidorov over there that he learns that Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina said mishum nida and not mishum kesem. We have a machloikis. When Rav Meir was metame in our Mishnah, is that a tuma sofik or is that a tuma vadois? Now, if Rav Meir is metame mishum kesem, then al korchoch Rav Yossi, that's metaher, is metaher ligamri. But the shaila is, lefi the maskon of the Gemara over there, that Rav Meir is metame mishum nida, and the Gemara says that Rav Meir that's metame mishum nida is like the shita of Rebbe, that's mitame by Hshenei Badukla, or Tuma Vadois. According to the Maskon over there, Rav Meir is mitame mishum nido, Tuma Vadois. So the Shaila is in the Rishonim, so now, when Rav Yossi was mitaher, does it mean that he's mitaher legamri? Or does it just mean that he's mitaher mishum nido, but he's still mitame mishum kesem, like we see in the Gemara Yodalar Amid Aleph, that you could use a Lashon Tir on that? Tier mitayr means he's mitayr mishum nida, but he's still mitami mishum kesem. Tois v'shit on Yudalad Amid Beis, Dibra Amaschov Rav Yossi mitayr, is that Rav Yossi's mitayr legamri. And Tois says that it's mashma like that from the Gemara by us later on the Amud. That's bothered that why did Rav Yossi have to be mitayr also by the case of Sveik Sveika? And the Gemara says, because mahu de teima hani mili dieved, avol lechatchila loy kamash malon. You might have thought if you only had Rabbi Yossi in the Reisha that he's only mitamei, he's only mitaher b'dieved. So if Rashi could go into Nesaska b'tairis, if she was already Isaac and Tairis, we say it's tahar. Avol lechatchila loy mirim lo al tisaski. Kamash malon zok drashi mi mishna yisirta de lo yitzrich tafilu lechatchila kamar. From the mishna yisera, we see that he means even lechatchila. The Mordechai, at the beginning of Shavuos, learns up at Das Rashi, and so too the Rashba in Shavuos HaChadosha is in Simen Sadihei, say that you see from Rashi, that from the Mishnah Yisera, we see that even in the Reisha, by one Suffolk, Rav Yossi is Mitar, even the Chatchila. Tosis also learned like that, and therefore Tosis says that you see clearly from the Gemara, by us, that Rav Yossi is Mitar Ligamri. However, Tosis brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel that L'maskon Asah Gemara that Amer is Mitame Mishum Nida. When Rav Yossi is Mitaher, he was only Mitar Mishum Nida, but he's still Mitame Mishum Kesem. Tosis says, so how's Rabbeinu Chananel going to learn the Gemara that says that Zaktaisis, the Rabbeinu Chananel is going to learn that if I only had the first Mishnah, I would have said that that's only b'diavad, but the chatchila loy komashmalon. Therefore, I need the second case of Sveik Sveika to tell me that by Sveik Sveika he's mitar even the chatchila. But in the Reisha Avada, it's only b'diavad. Zoktam Aram in one Mahalach. That Rabbeinu Chana, what's the taitch still? What's the taitch of b'diavad on the chatchila? It should have said that in the Reisha he's mitami mishum kesem, and in the Seifa he's mitar on the chatchila. What's the lashon b'diavad the chatchila? Marsha's also bothered with it over there. So Maram says in one Mahalach that Rabbeinu Chana will taitch b'diavad on the chatchila differently than Rashi. B'diavad means that he's not mitar legamri, and the chatchila means that he's mitar legamri. So it comes out, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rab Yossi in our Mishnah is Metame Mishum Kesem. So when our Gemara paskins like Rab Yossi that she's Tahira, it doesn't mean she's Tahira Legamri. It means that she's still Tameya Mishum Kesem. It's still a Tumas Suffolk. So therefore nowadays, where anyway it's not Negea Legabe Tyrus, it's only Negea Legabe Baila, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, she is Tameya, and therefore, lahalacha, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Rab Yossi agrees to everything Rab Meir says, just that Rab Meir was Metame Mishum Nida, and Rab Yossi is Metame Mishum Kesem. Another important shita that's Negea lahalacha is the shita of Tosfos and the Rosh. Tosfos and Dibra Maschil Ha'isha argues on Rashi and holds that avada, even by a medes, it shayach the mitzias that she could be mizanekes. And Tosfos is also mechadish that besides for the fact that when she's shayseses, that could be a reason for hodomei raglaim lemekar, there's another thing that could cause a hodomei raglaim lemekar. And that is the fact that when a woman is a medes, then since ein rachma niftach, which the Rosh explains that the makay meiraglayim does not open so much, so therefore there's a svara that since the meiraglayim is netzarin sham, it's like blocked over there, because the opening is not, it doesn't open so much when she's standing, like when she's sitting. So therefore, that could also cause a hodomei raglaim lemekar. Therefore, Tosfos learns the Gemara's question like this, that when the Gemara asks, Maishna imedes damrina mei raglaim lemekar, damrina mei raglaim hodo lemekar v'aisi dam, yesheves nami neima mei raglaim hodo lemekar v'aisi dam, the Gemara means to ask that Avada by Emedes, it's possible for her to be Mazanik. Just that the Maksha held that our Mishnah is talking B'chol Inyan. Bein B'shisa, Bein B'zinuk. Whether she Shaiseses or it came out B'zinuk. And the Gemara is asking, Maishna Emedes Ditmeya Mishum Chodoreyasa, Dein Rachma Niftach Afagav de Mazanekes. Then why is it that only Emedes is Tmeya because she has a Chodoreyasa? With this, that the Makamei Raglaim doesn't open so much. So even though it's Mizanekes, she's still Tameo. Yesheves Nami Te Tameo Hecho De Shaiseses. So by Yesheves Shaiseses, even though she doesn't have the Reyesa, that the Makamei Raglaim doesn't open so much, but there's a different Sibo to say Hodomei Raglaim Limekar because she's Shaiseses. And that the Gemara answers, Umishani dukula airi dafka b'mezanekes. The whole Mishnah is only talking by mezanekes. And by mezanekes, that's where we're mechalik, that aimedes mezanekes is tmeya because there's a chadalureyasa. But by yesheves mezanekes, where you have a tarti letivusa, that sai, it's not, the side, the makamei raglaim is open, and she's mizanekes, so therefore she's tahira. Be'na chanami, yesheves, sheiseses, where we also have a chad on the reyesa, she would also be tamea. Lefize, says the Rosh, when Rab Yossi was mitaher in the Mishnah, we only see that Rab Yossi was mitaher in that case, that Amer was mitame. Ramer was mitame by a medes, Mizanekes. On that, Rav Yossi says, I'm mitaher. That's because it's only a chod l'reyesa. But what would be if you have tarti l'reyesa? What would be if you have oimedes shayseses, where you have side the reyesa of the fact that she's oimedes and the makamei raglaim doesn't open so much? So that's a reason to say chodomei raglaim l'mikar. Plus, she's shayseses, that's an additional reason to say hodomei raglaim lemekar loimot sinu that Rav Yossi's mitayar b'chiyai gavna. So lefi zeh zok derosh that Rav Yossi would be maskim to Rav Meir by oimedes shayseses loimot sinu that he argues on that. But of course, Alibo de Shitas Rashi, that there's no such thing as Aimedes Mizanekes. Aimedes is automatically Shayseses. So when Rab Meir said that Aimedes Temeya, and on that Rab Yossi says, no, Aimedes is Tahira, he has to be arguing on Aimedes Shayseses. So therefore it comes out that Lahalacha, we Taka have three Shitas. We have Shitas Rashi, we have Shitas Hatoisis V'Harosh, and we have the Shitas Harach. These are the three shitas brought in the Mechaber and the Ramah in Yerideya Simon Kuf Sadi Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber paskins like Shitas Rashi, and the Ramam also holds like that, that Ho'isha Sheishtina Mayim V'yotzodamim Meiragleha, Bein Sheishtina V'hiyay Medes, Bein Sheishtina V'hiyay Sheves Arezu Tehoira, and the Shach says in Sif Katan Aleph, Bein Mikalachas, Bein Sheiseses, it makes no difference whether she's a Medes, or Yesheves, whether it's Mikalachas or Sheiseses, it doesn't make a difference. She's always Tahira, like, because we passing like Shitas Rab Yossi, and Rab Yossi argues, even by Aimedes Sheiseses, that Shitas Rashi v'Harambam. Says the Ramah, Hagav, v'yeshoimrim, de'ein lahater elo b'yesheves v'hishtino. The Yeshoimrim says, no, you will not matter except if she's Yesheves v'hishtino, v'Aimedes, but if she's standing, then, if it's Mikalachas, then Tahira. But if it's Sheiseses, then it's Temeya. And that's Zokta Bir Agra, that's the Shita of the Rosh, and Toysus Dimra Maschalo Isha. And the third Shita, the Yesh Oimrim, says the Ramah, the Yesh Oimrim, Dafilu B'Yesheves, Eim Lahatir, Elo bim kalachas v'nimtza adam toich ha-safol, aval al-sfas ha-safol tomeya. You can only be matir when it's mikalachas and you found the dam in the safol, but if you found it al-sfas ha-safol, it's tomeya. Uvaimedes b'chol inyin tomeya. Zok debir agro, that is the shita sarach brought in Tosis Yudalit Amid Beis. And the Ramah Firzois v'hochi nohug. The minig is like this shita sarach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
This shiur will be a hashlama to some of the inyanim that we didn't get to on Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara says, Itmar, Nimtza Oleho Kigris Ve'oid, Ve'oisai Oid Ritzufo Boi Machai. Let's say a kegris va'oid was found on her, and on that va'oid, there was a machayla squashed on it. Rav Chanina Oimer Temeo, Rav Yane Oimer Tohoira. Rav Chanina Oimer Temeo, Ki Talia B'Kegris. B'Kegris V'Oid Lo Italia. When can she be Toila Namachayla? That's only when it's Kegris. But when it's Kegris V'Oid, she can't be Toila. Rav Yane Oimer Tohoira, Hani Mili Heicha Dolei Ritzufa Bay Machaylas. Aval Heicha De Ritzufa Bay Machaylas, Mukcha Milsa Dahai V'Oid Da Machaylas Hu, Poshle Kegris. That since on that va'oid we have a machoilis that's squashed on it, so that proves that that va'oid is a dam machoilis, so now all you have left is a gris. So just like your taila ba'alma, your taila over here also. The achrayim are bothered, what's the svara of Rabbi Yanai to be metaher? But we know that we're never toila in two machailis. Whenever we have more than a gris, we don't say that maybe there were two machailis near each other and they got squashed together. We don't say that. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sif Yud Ches, is masber because it's a milsa d'loy shchicha to say that machailis are, go near each other and hang around near each other. Machailis usually go separately, and we're not toila that two machailis were in the same spot and got squashed together. So if that's true, what does it help me that you have ritzufa by machailis, lemaisa, to say that there was another machailis right next to it, that's still the same mosa delay shchicha. So what is, why does Rav Yanai hold that she should be tahira? Comes along the Rashash on Dafnun Beis Amid Beis, and wants to say like this, that the machlokes between Rav Chanina and Rav Yanai is, do we say that the fact that there's a machlokes ritzufa on that va'oid, is that a ois borer, is that a klorer raya that that va'oid came from that machlokes, or is it possible that there's a machlokes ritzufa there, but that dam, the va'oid is not from that machailis. Maybe it's a squash machailis, but that's the dam underneath it is not from that machailis. Rav Yanai holds that we say that it's a klara haichacha from the fact that the machailis is ritzufa on that va'oid, that that's klar, that that va'oid came from that machailis. So that va'oid is out of the question, is out of the shaila. Our whole shaila is only on the sheer gris. So even though in you're right, in Hilchos Shchichos, it's not shchiach that two machailes go near each other. It's not really a good tliya. But as we said from the Tshuvas Milts Daka in Simen Chaf, in the Shir on Daf Nun Ches, that loy gazru tomas ksamim on a gris, or less than a gris. Haint, even when you don't have a good tliya, let's say bizman azeh, we don't have machailos. But it doesn't matter. Chazal were not geyser tumas ksamim on something that's a gris or less. Even a kesem shachar, says the Milts Daka, even though machailos, that machailos is red, and you have a kesem shachar that's a gris or less, Chazal were not geyser tumas ksamim on a gris or less. So even though in Hilchus Tliya, you're right, to say that there was two machailis near each other is a milsa delay shchicha, but since that va'oid is not bechlal the suffix, so we're only donning on a gris. Chazal were not geyser to mask some on a gris or less. Masha'enkin Rav Chanina holds that the fact that there's a machailis ritzufa on that va'oid is not a klora raya that va'oid came from that machailis. So that means even that va'oid is bechlal our suffix. So that means we need a tliya on more than a gris. We're not toila in two machailis. As I learned the Rashash. L'chayr, the Rashash is a big chiddush to say that the Hezber and Rav Chanina is because it's not klar to us that va'oid is from the machailis ritzufa. L'chayr, if you see a machailis ritzufa on that va'oid, it's a klar izach that va'oid came from the machailis. What could be another Hezber in the shita of Rav Chanina? The Sefer Beis Ritvaz in Simen Chaf Aleph wants to say that even if it's klar that that va'oid came from the machailas, but still Rav Chanina holds that we're not toila in the machailas because loy plug rabbanon. We're never toila in two machailas. Al derech what the Rosh says in Simin Vav, that even if we know for sure that a woman killed two machailas, she still can't be toila more than a gris. Zakta Rosh v'loy plug rabbanon bein harga harbe l'harga ma'at. There's a loy plug. Chazal said that we're not toila in more than a gris, even if we know that a woman killed two machailais, we're not toila in more than a gris. So too over here, Rav Chanina holds that we're not toila in two machailais, even if we have a machailais ritzufa over here, but that goes into the loy plug of the Rabbanon. We're never toila in two machailais. Rav Yanai holds that since we have a machailas ritzufa over here, so that's not bechlal the suffik. We're only danning on a gris. So on that, we have, like the Rashash told us, we have the svara that Chazal were not geyser on a gris or less. But Rav Chanina holds, since Seif Kol Seif, Lemaisa, we're saying that there's two machailes here. That goes into the Leiplug Rabbanon, that we are never toila in two machailes. This also goes into the Leiplug. Perhaps we could say another Hezber in the Machlaikis, based on the Levush and Simukuf Tzadi Sif Hei, who says a different Hezber in why we're not toila in two machailes than the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan said because it's a milsa d'lo shchicha that two machailos hang out together. Machailos usually stay separate. The Levush says a different hezber. He says that if you're going to be toila in more than one machailos, then ein ledaver soif if it's tivotel gzeiras ksamim. The whole gzeiras ksamim is going to be out the window if we're going to allow a tliya in more than one machailos. Because where are you going to put the ein ledaver soif? Maybe there were two machailas, three, four, and then you'll never have tumas ksamim. So Chazal had to cap it, and they said there were only toila in one machailas. So that could be a new hezber in what Rav Yanai is saying, that she's tahira. Because over here, since you have a machailas ritzufa on the va'id, so that's not bechlal the suffik. We're only clearing on one gris. So over here, we're toila in one machailas. On that, you don't have the taina of ein ledaver saif. We're only toila in one machailas. Sakt Rav Yanai, you're only being toila in one machailas over here. Because the oid is not bechlal the suffik. So we're only being toila in one. What's Rav Chanina arguing on? If you want to say Tyredik, Rav Chanina holds that, no, the reason why you're not toila in two machailas is because it's a milsa d'lo shchicha. Goof of the machlokes, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Levush, that's goof of the machlokes, Rav Chanina and Rav Yanai. Avada, that's Tyredik. Or you can say, like we said, from the Beis Ritvaz, that no, that also goes into the loy plug. That once Chazal said we're not toila in more than one machailis, so the loyplug rabbanon would be even in such a case where you have a machailis ritzufa, this should also go into that loyplug that we should not allow you to be toila in an additional machailis, similar to what the Rosh says, that even if you know for sure that she killed two machailis, you can't be toila. And if you want to say tyredik, you can say another hezber that the machloikis Rav Chanina and Rav Yanai is gufa in the machloikis between the Me'il Tzedakah and the Sidrei Taira that we said in the Shir on Daf Nun Ches. The Rashash told us that the Hezber in Rav Yanai is that Rav Yanai holds, like the Svar of the, like the Me'il Tzedakah said, that I don't care that it's a milsa d'lo shchicha to have two machailos. And the tliya is be'etzem not a good tliya. So what? But since the va'oid is not bechlal the suffik, so now you only have a suffik on a gris, like gazu tumas ksamim on a gris or less. But Rav Chanina that argues could hold, like the Sidrei Taira said, that no, you need an Ernst Tliya in a Machailes, and Lamashal, you cannot be Toila Kesem Shachar, that's less than a gris in a Machailes, because it's the wrong color, and Bizman Azeh, when we don't have Machailes, you can't be Toila, it has to be an Ernst Tliya. And since it's not a good tliya, like the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, because macheles don't hang out together, so meila, you can't be toila. And lefiz that, if you would say like that, it would come out very geschmack, that the Rambam and Tur would be going l'shitasa. Because the Rambam shita is that we're mechalik between a kesem hanimtza al chaluka and a kesem hanimtza al besara. Legabi, whether or not it needs a shear. A kesem al basara says the Rambam doesn't need a shear. And that Gois Maimon is said in Perek Tes, Mehilchas Yisurei Bia, in Ais Aleph, B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, that the reason is that Kol Aguf Kebodok Hu Eitzel Dam Machoiles, and therefore we're not toiling a Machoiles al basara. Zok de Sidrei Taira in Simen, Kuf Tzadi Sivkot and Samach Aleph, that from this Rambam, you see not like the Milz Daka. You see from the Rambam that you taken need a Tliya and Machailis. It's not Stam they weren't Geyser on Paches Mikashir, and therefore a Mechalik, Al Chaluka, Al Besara, whereas in the Tor Shita, we're, the Lashon of the Tor is that like Gozru, Al Kesem, Paches Mikagris, and in the Shir on Daphnun Ches, we had a Raya from the Tor, to the shita of the Me'il Tzedaka, so it would come out geshmak l'shitasam. That because the Rambam paskin like Rav Chanina, that by Machoiles Ritzufa it's Temeya, which means that you need Taka Tliyon Machoiles, so the Rambam l'shitasay paskin, that a Kesem al-Besara, where you don't have the Tliyon Machoiles, so you don't need a shear. Whereas the Tur, that paskin's Tahira, that's because of the like the svar of the Me'il Tzedaka, that since we're only clearing on a sheer gris, so even though in Hilchas Tliya, Be'etzem, it's loy shchicha to say that there are two macheles together, but since the va'oid is not bechlal v'safik, so we're only donning on a gris. They weren't geyser, tumas sama on a gris. Like, and that's why the Tor Paskins, like that's sad, like gozru, al pachais mikigris.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.